Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR Melody, 995 QYK. Thanks for waking up with us. We appreciate it. All right, we're talking about a very, very cool thing and kind of a funny thing about these kids that were caught on a nanny cam.
Yeah, I'm thankful for TikTok. Megan Elizabeth, that's the mom's name. She was watching the Nest camera that she has set up in her twin toddler's rooms, and she couldn't help but laugh when she saw the footage. They've listened to their parents talk about quarantine so much that they were out of their cribs talking about quarantine. And they were saying, you know what, Germs, why don't you just go away? Here's the footage she posted on TikTok.
I'm quarantine.
Quarantine.
Yes. I'm quarantine. Just don't go away. Germs, go away. Go away, Germs. I'll go away.
Go away, Germs. Go away. I think that's how everyone's feeling right now. They're both 3 years old and absolutely adorable. They're just sitting on the ground out of their beds in their pajamas talking to each other about quarantine. It is so cute.
I love that 3 year olds are talking about quarantine. Quarantine. Germs, go away. Get out of here, Germs.
Go away, Germs. Go away. The video is going up right now at 995QYK.com.
All right, we're coming up with something that's going to make you like Tom Brady even more. Something that he's demanded from the Buccaneers that is pretty unprecedented. You would think he would demand something else, but he did this. I will tell you what it is next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew with J.R. and Melanie and 995QYK. We got Kevin here as well. And Kevin, you're obviously very excited, and we are as well, that Tom Brady is coming to the Buccaneers.
I can't wait. I drove to Orlando and then came back on I-75, and there was this huge billboard. Welcome to Tampa, Tom Brady. I'm like, oh my gosh, it's really real.
I love that they put those digital billboards up. Yeah, it does.
Awesome.
It gets you excited.
Oh, I couldn't believe it. I showed my wife. She's like, whatever. She just doesn't care. I'm like, but it's Tom Brady.
So, I mean, Tom Brady's been in the league, was it 17, 18 years?
20.
20 years, okay. And he's had the same number the whole time, 12.
Yep.
Now we have someone on the team that already has 12, right?
Chris Godwin, the star wide receiver, is number 12, yes.
So you think, and this happens a lot in sports, when a guy who's an absolute legend, maybe the best quarterback of all time, he would come and say, hey, I want number 12, or hey, I want this, or I want that, and start making demands.
Yes.
He made one demand. What do you think it was?
Did he want his number? He didn't want it?
Well, that's not what he asked for. I don't know if Chris will give it up just because out of respect. I don't know.
Well, he said that if he wants it, he will gladly give it up. How could you not? The guy is a legend and whatever. So he has said that, but I know it's not the number because I know that came out.
Yeah.
So I'll say the playbook. That's the best thing I could come up with.
This class act of Tom Brady, all he wanted was all his teammates' numbers so he could call them individually
and
say, thank you guys for having me. I'm so excited to play with you guys.
What?
That's a class act, isn't it?
That is so cool.
That's all cool he's asked demand. For.
Imagine, too, I know that they're on the team with him, but obviously you have so much respect for the guy and for his career. So imagine that text message coming through from a random. It's like, you know how your phone suggests maybe Tom Brady? You're I think I'm going to answer this one.
Yeah, so I just thought that was so cool that he asked for all his teammates' numbers so
that's
he
awesome.
Could kind of welcome, well, not really welcome, but just say, hey, I'm so excited to play with you. And that's the only really demand that he's made. Now, he's going to make $40 million guaranteed, so I guess, you know, he's pretty satisfied with that. But at the same time, I just thought, wow, coming to a new place, it's like going to a neighbor's house and bringing a gift. You know what I'm talking about and doing that thing?
It's classy. It's old school. I like it.
That is so Tom Brady. So we're lucky to have the guy and have a guy who's just absolutely, like we said, classy and all about his teammates. It's going to make you like him even more, right?
Absolutely. That's fantastic. I did not know that. That was that's awesome.
Yeah, I got to get your number, by the way. I'm just kidding. No, I appreciate you, brother.
Yeah.
All right, coming up, Melanie's Morning Motivation at 7:05. We're glad to have you, Tom.
It's JR and Melanie's Second Date Update on 99.5 QYK.
Here we go, 7:15, Second Date Update. It is JR and Melanie at 99.5 QYK. Today we had someone reach out to me on Facebook. His name is James. He's on the phone right now. Good morning, James. How are you?
I'm good. Love you guys' show. Thanks so much for taking my call, man.
Hey, man, we appreciate you listening.
Thanks,
so
James.
We're going to try to help you out. It looked like you said there was a girl named Nicole in your life. Tell us how you know her. Tell us what the dating history is and what we can do to help you.
Well, we've just kind of started seeing each other in a sense that we're not even really seeing each other face-to-face because, you know, situations being what they are right now. We met on Match.
Yeah.
And we kind of hit each other up back a few times, and she's funny. She seems really clever. You know, she had a good picture, and then we decided the first thing to do we should do is just FaceTime each other.
This may be the new dating thing, by the way, FaceTime dates.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it may have to be. I don't know. I mean,
it's a smart thing to do.
Yeah, so we, I thought we had a great chat, man. She looked great on the screen and funny and cute. And we just, you know, I think it went about 45 minutes. We had a great time.
Wow.
And to be honest with you, I thought we ended really well. And I haven't heard back from her. I've hit her up a few times. I don't want to be the guy that hits her up every day, you know, although it's tough when you're, you know, stuck in your place. But
right.
I was hoping maybe you guys could help me out.
Well, we want to try to help you out as much as we can. Now, when you think back to your guys' conversations, was there any, you know, topics that came up that might have offended her? Or was there any awkward pauses when you brought up something or vice versa?
That's a really good question, but I went over in my head before I even called you guys what happened. What were any flags? Were anything? No, not really. Not at all. No, we were laughing a lot, even with the situation being what it is, and giggling and just having a great conversation. Comb my hair, made sure I look good, fresh out of the shower, dressed nice.
Oh, you dress nice.
I like that.
So you got out of your pajamas. Well, that is so sweet
of
you.
Yeah.
What a gentleman.
Whenever out of lockdown, you know, I was, you know, want to take her out. But again, I haven't heard from her. But yeah, nothing that I thought was weird when I went over the conversation in my head.
All right. Well, listen, James, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to try to call Nicole, okay?
Yeah, thanks so much.
Chris Jansen coming up on the show at 7:30. But right now, we're trying to help out James on the 7:15 Second Date Update. It's JR Melanie on 99.5 QYK. Here's the interesting part. It was a FaceTime date because everything going on and things being closed, he said, maybe this might be the safest thing to do.
Yeah, I thought it was really responsible. And I thought it was adorable that James said he even got kind of dressed up for the date like he normally would.
Well, you know how people do like Skype interviews for jobs and whatnot?
Yes.
And they're like wearing a tie, but below them, they were just wearing their boxers.
Yes. He was trying to make a good impression.
Right. All right. Well, let's try to call Nicole and see what's going on.
Hello?
Hi, this is Nicole.
Mm-hmm. Yes, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. This is JR and Melanie from 99.5 QYK. How are you?
Good. What are you guys calling me for?
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard our show or heard us do a 7:15 second date update. Have you heard that?
Yes, I actually have.
All right. Well, that's what we're doing right now. And we wanted to see if we could talk to you about a interesting date you went on.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so you know we're talking about James?
Yes.
So James, I'll give you the background of what James told us. That's how we got your number, obviously. He said that you guys met on Match.com. You guys had a little FaceTime date. He said it went on for 45 minutes, so I've never talked to anybody on the phone for 45 minutes. I've run out of words. But anyway, he said things went really well. He was excited, and he's been trying to reach out to you since to talk to you some more and try to figure out a time where you guys can get together when it's, I guess, when it's safe and all this stuff. But what's going on in your mind? Like, why haven't you gotten back to him?
Well, so, you know, we did with the FaceTime date and everything, and it was fun. Like, he's a really nice guy, and we were having a lot of laughs and stuff, but then I saw this girl in the background, like, walk by in a robe, and I was like,
what?
Who's that? And he didn't even mention, like, anybody else was there, so it made me feel even more, like, uncomfortable, because, like, I was, like, saying things I would only want to say to him.
Well, yeah, there you go.
I didn't know there was anybody there.
Now, did you say, when you said, who's that, did you actually say that to him, or you were just thinking that?
I was thinking that. I didn't say anything. I mean, it was just the first time I'm meeting this guy. I don't want to come off like, you know.
You don't want to bother his girlfriend.
Yeah. Wouldn't want to do that.
No, I mean, I don't know if it's his girlfriend, but okay. Yeah, that would definitely be strange.
Did it look like it could be his mom by any chance?
No, she was like my age.
Okay.
Like, we were like the same age range.
Okay. Well, yeah, that would be weird. And he never made mention of it throughout the phone call.
No. So I was just like, I don't want drama in my life.
Yeah. Yeah, run.
Who does?
I don't
run
know what
that.
This is.
Yeah. But I feel like that's pretty cut and dry. Like, if you saw someone randomly walking in the background.
There's another woman in his house.
Nicole, we actually have James on the phone. I want to bring him back on and see if we can get some answers. James, are you there?
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm here.
You heard what Nicole had to say. Do you have someone living at your house?
I didn't want to interrupt. Listen, I am so sorry. Here's the thing. That, I didn't even think about it, because that is my sister, Leslie, who came down to save me for a little bit. She's staying in my spare bedroom, and she was going to look for a place, but then the virus hit, so she's just been staying with me, and I didn't even think about it, because she's my sister, you know? I didn't know she was even behind me. I thought she was still sleeping. So, Nicole, I'm so sorry, but you can go and look at my Instagram photos and Facebook and everything, and you'll see pictures of her with my mom and dad and friends and all that. I mean, you can see us when we were kids. I got pictures when we were growing up together. You can see that it's her. I swear to God, that's my sister, Leslie, and she's moving out as soon as we're off lockdown, you know? She's just staying in my spare bedroom for right now. But I'm so sorry. Like, I didn't know she was behind me. I would have mentioned it to you. So I really want to see you. I thought you were great. And I'd love to FaceTime you again. And when this thing is over with, I'd love to take you out. I really would.
Aw, Nicole.
Nicole, does that sound plausible to you as far as being a sister?
I'm just hesitant because it's like, I don't know. I guess he could have mentioned, like, oh, by the way, I'm saying, you know, I have my sister staying with me. I don't know.
Well, he may have just been really focused on you and all
that. Yeah, that's true. I was, and I wasn't even thinking about it, to be honest with you. I mean, I didn't know she was up and walking around. I was so excited to finally FaceTime with you that I didn't even think about it.
Yeah, and it's your first FaceTime date. It's a little soon to FaceTime the family, you know?
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, like I said, I didn't know she was,
the whole family. Fine. Let's bring somebody else in on this.
My sister's here. She's going to jump on the call. I mean, I can understand how it's a little awkward.
Well, Nicole, how about if, you know, by the way, once this is all over and restaurants are opening back up or whatever, what about if we set you and James up on another date? Would you be interested?
Yeah, I would be.
Okay. I think James sounds like a pretty straightforward, honest guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I won't bring my sister with me.
Yeah.
That's good call.
She may be a good time. Who knows? All right, James, Nicole. Well, I hope you guys talk in between. Obviously, text back and forth and, you know, whatever. And then as soon as we get to the go-ahead that everything's cool, you know, we're going to get Kevin to get your info, and we'll set you guys up on another date, all right?
That'd be awesome.
All right, hang on, guys. We'll get your info. There you go. They worked it out. They talked it out.
James and Nicole are going to go on a date eventually.
I love that. That is a positive thing that's happening.
Absolutely.
Kind of crazy that people are doing FaceTime dates, though, right?
I know. I guess that's the new thing. If you can't meet up in person, can't stop dating. You got to keep meeting people.
Yeah.
So
that's
FaceTime it is.
That's very cool. All right. Congrats to them. We got Chris Jansen coming up on the show in 6 minutes. He's got a bunch of kids at home, so we got to talk about what he's been doing with them as they've been quarantined. Here's Luke Combs, Even Though I'm Leaving. Even on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR Melody, 99.5 QYK. This is one of the first guys that I really became friends with in country music, and I say that, and I'll let him validate that for you, Melanie. Chris Jansen on the phone right now. What's up, Chris?
What's up, dude? Hey, Melanie. Yes, that's a validating term. This is one of my buddies, and I appreciate that. Love Jay Ray, and like, you know what, man? Your listeners are so blessed and lucky to have a team like you guys, and especially, you know, the good vibes that you bring, especially in particular, that lightens up my day. And you've lightened up my day before, man, when I was going through some stuff. So I know in a time like this is who I would want to listen to on the radio. So
I appreciate you, brother. Well, and obviously, Good Vibes is the perfect song, but I do feel like, in all fairness, you need to give Melanie just like the scattering report on me of how I am and what it's going to be like to work with me. Because we've been, I think, 3 weeks in, 2 weeks in?
Oh, I think I'm understanding very well.
She's already turned in her 2 weeks.
No, man.
3 weeks in, she put her 2 weeks in. No, it's hey, you know what? What a blessed time to have a job and to be working.
For sure.
You know, that really, I mean, in all truthfulness, all jokes aside, we've got a lot of people out there hurting. We got a lot of people out there down and out. And man, we need to pray for those people. We need to lift them up, give them all the spirit that we are able and fortunate and blessed enough to give them.
Talking to Chris Jansen right now on the phone. You hear that positivity, and obviously his song "Good Vibes" echoes that as well. You know, you talk about being home, and he's a huge family man. He's got a big family. Him and his wife Kelly, great, great people. Since you've had some time off the road and haven't been traveling as much, tell me how you've been keeping the kids busy. I know you got a pretty nice property where you can go in the back and probably do a little hunting and whatnot, but is there any new things you've taught the kids since you've had a little more time with them?
You know, thank you for asking, and you're exactly right. Been spending a lot more time with the kids, which is an amazing thing, by the way, because I think I can probably speak on a lot of a lot of parents' behalf by saying that we feel like, oh, we spend a good amount of time with our kids, but do we really connect on certain levels with them? I don't know. For me personally, I feel like we've gotten a lot closer the last couple of days, and it's been really refreshing. It's been awesome. A couple things we've done, and we've taken walks together, which we never do. A couple nights ago, we built a fire by hand, which is, you know, it's not easy to do, and so we did that, and then we cooked some popcorn over it on an old school skillet, which, by the way, I do a lot personally. I like skillet popcorn, but anyway, my kids are like, oh my god, it's a whole new invention. So
what, they make it out of a bag?
Well, my kids sometimes make it out of a bag, yeah, but you know, they eat a lot of my popcorn that I make too, which I make it the old-fashioned way, if you will. But we made it over a live fire, you know, two nights ago, which
oh, that was fun for them for sure.
Yeah, it was fun. So we just been doing knick-knacky stuff like that. It's Jesse's birthday today, so he's turning 6. And
wow.
Yeah, it's crazy times. You know, thankfully, we kind of had an early party for him like 2 weeks ago when you know, I hate to say this, but like when life was more normal.
Right.
Yeah.
And we had a party then, and because we had planned on being on the road this weekend. So.
Right.
You know, we were just making do and making time as we could, and but it's all worked out. Now we're, you know what, they like to learn how to cook, so that's been a big thing here the last couple of days.
Love that you're doing all of the hands-on activities with the kids, getting them involved with cooking and out by the fire and stuff. But with that being said, have you watched Frozen 2 a couple of times yet?
You know what, Mike, it's interesting question you've asked that. I have not watched it, and we really don't sit around and watch much TV. We just, thankfully, get out and do stuff.
We're talking to Chris Jansen right now. We saw you on Instagram Live doing a show.
Yeah, a lot of artists have been doing this. You did a great job. Do you have plans to do some more of these while you're in quarantine?
I thought about it.
Yeah, he's not good acoustically. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally messing with him.
The room is just not the way I want it to be.
Nobody's here to get my rider for me. I don't have my Mountain Dews. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, not enough Skittles to get me going.
All right, Chris Jansen on the phone right now. Hey, brother, you know I love you. Thanks so much for coming on with us. Love the song. Good vibes. It's a perfect song for right now. We appreciate you.
We need the goodness. We need the kindness. We need the positivity, probably more now than ever. So, you guys stay blessed. Thank you for your time. Thanks for the continued support on all the songs, and really appreciate that. And it's good to talk to you both.
Thank you, and stay safe.
Yep. See you soon. Thank you.
All right, here he is, Chris Jansen. Good vibes right now and coming up. Well, kids are getting homeschooled right now. Now we're going to see how Melanie and I do on a second grade math test. Hang on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Chris Jansen, good vibes right there. Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR Melody, 99.5 QYK. All right, so a lot of kids being homeschooled right now. We have Kevin, who definitely is homeschooling his kids right now. You said it's going okay.
It's going okay. It's day one, day two today. So, yeah.
Do you feel like you're qualified?
No.
I think a lot
He's
of parents...
graduated from USF, by the way.
I know, but I feel like, you know, when you try to recall these things that you used to do, and you think, oh, this was easy, I could do this.
Yeah, but he's even got me confused on what all they do now, because the math problems have changed so much, you can't just solve them the way that we all grew up learning to solve them. They do this thing called Common Core, and Kevin's told me all about it. I feel for all the parents out there.
All right.
It seems really confusing.
So Melanie and I are going to try to pass a second grade math test right now. All right, so I'll have you read the question, and then we'll write down our answers, and we're going to come back and see who does best.
Okay.
Everybody good?
Okay. Yep.
All right,
here we go. So the first one is, David has 23 more stamps than Leah. David has 42 stamps. How many stamps does Leah have? This is a two-parter. Can you use the equation to solve the problem? Circle yes or no.
Ooh. Okay, so then it gives us four options,
and you got to say yes or no. Part B, how many stamps does Leah have? That's just straightforward. Second question, Jacob needs 86 beads to make a necklace. The colors of the beads he needs are red, yellow, and blue. He has 34 red beads and 17 yellow. How many blue beads does Jacob need? Write the equations to solve, then write the answer. You have to use two different equations.
When did you do equations in second grade?
Not in second grade. Right. It's tough. All right. Next question. Find the missing number that makes each equation true. It's not just two numbers equals. This is like multiple numbers then equals. So you got to find the missing number.
So, okay. One of them being 32 blank. 32 plus blank equals 19
plus 6 right, plus 15. So you got to figure out what the missing number is. No calculators.
Okay. All right.
This one is the most straightforward. It's just basically
subtraction.
It's subtraction, but it's in hundreds. So you just got to find. It's a little difficult. And the next one is use mental math to find another one. So there was a couple. I tried to throw you a couple easy ones.
So use mental math to find 198 plus 362, meaning what? What's some mental math mean? You can't write anything down?
Yes.
Use mental math to find 198 plus 362, right. And you're just not supposed to write those on top of each other and add them together?
So on the one beforehand, the one on the page beforehand, you're supposed to use... You can use like
a calculator like normal people.
No, you cannot. All use right. and draw blocks to find each difference. That's how you're supposed to find
it. Oh, well, I'm fresh out of blocks. So.
Fresh out of blocks. All right, we're going to take this test right now. We'll come back to see if you got the answers correct. All of a sudden, Melanie and I got real nervous about this second grade math test we just took. Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie on 995 QYK. Kevin here as well. So a lot of parents are doing homeschool now, so they're trying to review the things that they remember doing. And I'll just tell you, Melanie and I said, man, I don't remember doing this in the second grade.
Equations in the second grade? What the heck?
So we did... five questions from a second grade test. Hey, give this school a shout out, by the way. What's his district?
It's a Schwarzkopf Elementary School.
All right. Yeah. So my friend Kelly sent this to me because she's a second grade teacher. Hooked me up with this. Here we go.
Okay.
First of all, did either of us get 100%?
No, not even close.
Questions,
you missed the first question, both of you.
Okay,
because you were not reading the instructions. All right.
The first question.
Who reads the instructions?
That's unbelievable.
Everyone knows you throw those away. Right,
what was the first question?
Right, so it's David has 23 more stamps than Leah. David has 42 stamps. How many stamps does Leah have? There's two parts, so you got to find out how many stamps. How many stamps does Leah have? You both got that right. It was 19 stamps.
Yes.
Then it's four questions with a yes or no next to it with a question mark in a blank. Right.
Oh, I thought you only circled the one.
I thought you only...
All the correct answers.
Okay, read that direction one more time.
Can you use the equation to solve the problem? Circle yes or no. And there are four of them. You only did one of them.
Did we get the one we circled right?
Yes, you both got them correct, the ones you circled.
But we got that wrong because we didn't answer three of the questions.
That's right.
So I'm sure our boss will be shocked.
So you're wrong on that one.
College degrees. Here we go.
All right. Second question. This one was difficult. Jacob needs 86 beads to make a necklace. The colors of the beads that he needs are red, yellow, and blue. He has 34 beads and 17 yellow. How many blue beads does Jacob need? Write equations to solve, then write the answer. So, on the key that I have, it's 34 plus 17 equals 51. And 86 minus 51 is 35. Jacob needs 35 more beads. You both got 35 more beads,
Yay!
But both your equations were wrong. Melanie put 51 plus 35 equals 86. 86 minus 51 equals 35.
So we got the right answer.
She got one of them correct, but got the right answer. JR, you put 34 plus 17, but didn't give me what the answer was.
Well, I gave you X. It's an equation.
You gave me
That's
the
how you
X,
solve it.
But you're supposed to write the actual number, which was 51.
Listen, I just bumped it up to algebra and a little bit. I put X.
And then you put 86 minus 51 equals question mark. It should have been 86 minus 51 equals 35. So
my thing on this was, you got it right. Hey, I looked at the other one that had equations, like the top one, and they had question marks on it. So I was trying to follow what they would do. All right, fine.
You sort of have it right.
It's a half point.
All right. So the next one is find the missing number that makes each equation true. 32 plus blank equals 19 plus 6 plus 15. So that's the first one.
By the way, no one crashed their car trying to write this down. Their steering wheel, please.
JR, you got that one correct. 32 plus 8 equals 19 plus 6 plus 15. Melanie, you got that as well. Correct.
Yay, second one
is 56 minus 3 equals 10 plus 20 plus blank. The answer is 24. JR wrote 14. That is incorrect. Melanie got it correct at 24.
I can do basic addition.
Can you say that last one more time for me that I just got wrong?
So 56 minus 3 is?
56 minus 3 is 53.
No.
54.
57 minus 3.
Oh, you said 56.
Oh, you said 56.
Sorry, 57 minus 3. 54. What's 10 plus 20?
10 plus 20 is 30.
What's 30 plus blank equals 54?
14.
20, that's 44.
Oh, 44.
44. Yeah, so, there we go.
I know how to press buttons.
Okay. Two more to go.
Okay, oh, well, man.
Come on, here we go.
Two more. It's easy. All right, here we go. This is just easy. 546 minus 271.
I got it.
Melanie, you got that correct. It is 275. JR, you said 370. It's not even close. I don't know.
What was I doing?
I don't know. I
mean, what was I doing?
Off by 95.
Moral of the story is next time we order Uber Eats, you should put me in charge of the tip so that they get the correct amount. Yeah.
Oh,
okay,
my
and then
gosh.
The final one is 198 plus 362. Use mental math. The answer is 560. I don't know what you were doing, JR. I think you were subtracting. You put 250. I don't.
What was I doing? I didn't read it.
Melanie, you got that one correct.
Yay!
Oh my! What is wrong with me?
That was pretty pathetic. I don't know how you were trying to figure that one.
I know. I got to look at that again.
Yeah. It's pretty pathetic on the grading scale. I feel like it's a little harsh.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I'm not even close.
I'm not even close at all.
Oh boy. That's not good at all.
Second grade math is tougher than you think.
So you want me to come over and help with the kids,
no,
tutor?
No, I don't.
Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie, 995 QYK. All right, so Melanie's friends are begging her not to do something. Like, they're getting upset about it. I don't even understand how this works. Okay, so we're talking about TikTok.
Yes.
So first of all, how does TikTok work? Just give me the synopsis of this.
It's an app. You go on there. There are several challenges that you can do if that's the route that you want to go. And there's music clips on there.
Okay.
And then someone will make up a dance to it. And then everybody else follows suit and does the same dance to the same little clip.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a challenge.
All right.
But there are other things that you can do, too. You can make up your own dance routines to these little 15-second clips. That's all you can legally use. So I think that's why they're so short.
Right, copyright.
And then if they're funny or they're really good, they'll start to kind of go viral on TikTok and then elsewhere, maybe.
So then, basically what all you're trying to do is copy someone else's thing?
For the challenge part of it, yes.
Okay, what's the other part of it?
The other part is just being creative and coming up with funny videos. Kind of like your rock, paper, scissors challenge that you did the other day where you just played rock, paper, scissors with a pair of scissors.
Right.
Because you were by yourself. You could post that video.
I lost, too. It was crazy.
Yeah, you did.
The content this guy creates over here. So JR posted that on Instagram on 99.5QYK's Instagram, but you could have posted it on TikTok, and that's something that potentially could have went viral on TikTok.
Okay. But I thought it was like voiceover stuff. Like they do, like I thought it was, you know, it's like a popular movie clip that you do that you dub over and you act like it's you.
You can do that as well.
Okay,
it's just little audio clips that are about 15 seconds long, clips from movies, music clips.
Got it.
Some of them have been remixed and then people make dances to them. It's endless entertainment, though.
All right. So the route you're going down is which one of those lanes?
I want to do the dances on there. I want to copy the dances that people put up. It's kind of like a workout / challenge. I think it'd be fun.
Have you done the dances yet?
No.
You never made one up? You never copied somebody?
I mean,
somebody.
Yeah, when I was little, but I never...
no,
I mean,
since
yeah,
TikTok's been
I used to watch Britney Spears on TRL and copy her dance moves, so I figured this wouldn't be that hard.
Why are your friends all over you about this?
They are bashing me. They are like, you're too old for TikTok. please stop. This is embarrassing. Do not post a TikTok video. They are calling me out. But then I look on my feed and everyone's bored in quarantine and everybody's posting TikTok videos and it looks like fun. I'm not going to lie. It looks like a good time and like it would help you pass the time.
I don't know enough about it. Are you familiar with this, Kevin?
I know nothing about TikTok.
Okay, so we're like out of the loop on this. So we support anything you do, first off.
Yes. Oh, and it has to do today, right now, in this moment.
In this moment, yeah. Anybody listening, mark that down. That's Kevin, record that. We're going to need that later in court.
Yes.
So anyway... I want you to do one.
I just want to know though, am I a loser for being 30 and wanting to do a TikTok? Is this normal or is this really just meant for preteens and just a lot younger
people? I wouldn't
call
you a loser.
Well, that's what my friend said.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't call you a loser for this.
Thanks.
Good just point.
I want people to weigh in, though. And I see a lot of people doing it with their kids as well. You can weigh in 800-992-1099. Let me know. Am I making a huge mistake by starting to post TikTok videos?
Question of the day. Is Melanie a loser? That's what you want to know.
Question every day.
800-992-1099. All right, this is starting to turn into an addiction for Melanie because ever since we started talking about this, she has been on her TikTok. She's very excited about this. She wants to do her own TikTok right now or, you know, design a dance or whatever you want to do,
yeah,
right?
I just think it looks like fun. All these families are getting together on there and couples and doing dances and stuff. So if you like watching dance videos, people are so talented, by the way. I mean, I don't think I would compare to a lot of the professional dancers on there, but it's easy to get in the rabbit hole on TikTok for sure.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR Melanie, 995 QYK. I'm just laughing because your friends are going in so hard on you right now with this.
Oh, yeah. They're saying that I'm ridiculous for wanting to start a TikTok, and they are judging hardcore, saying that I'm too old to have one. But there are plenty of people my age and older that do TikToks all the time. Russell Dickerson, he's on TikTok all the time.
Right.
Jessica Alba posts them.
Well, I don't think they should call you a loser. That was the real question that
we
asked the audience.
Not nice, ladies.
All right, Tina, what do you think for Melanie?
Hi. Okay, so Melanie, you are not a loser.
Thank you. You are not a loser.
Listen, I am 49, and if I could find somebody to rock out a TikTok with me, I would do it in a heartbeat. One, it's going to pass the time, and do not let your friends justify their insecurities by bashing you.
Okay? Oh, there you go.
Calling the friends
and
out now.
The insecure. They know who they are, too, so I hope they're listening this morning because that is what they called me. They were like, you're a loser if you post a TikTok video. Do not do this.
Oh, no. No, no. Let them continue to waller in their whatever it is they got going on. But, girl, rock it out. Do it. Post it. Can't wait to see it.
Oh, there you go.
You are the sweetest. I love you.
All right,
so,
Tina.
You guys keep doing what you're doing, okay?
All right. Will do.
Thanks, Tina. Right. I appreciate
Bye-bye.
That.
All right, getting a guy's perspective right now. T, what do you think?
I don't think you're creepy for being 30 and doing that, but, yeah, I mean, you know, it's you might be a little bit weird.
Just a little.
Listen, that wouldn't be the first time someone said that to me.
No judgment.
Well, yeah.
No judgment, but a little weird.
Yeah. All right, T, thanks a lot.
Have a good one.
Bye-bye. You too.
All right. Well, you know, Melanie, I say all the power to you. Go for it.
Thank you. I will
make a judgment after you do it. How about that?
Okay. Thanks.
Because I'm going to say you should continue this or you shouldn't continue this.
Well, I'm going to rope you into one.
I'll do it. I'll do it with you.
How are your dance skills?
Well, not great, but.
Are they like your singing skills?
Easy.
I'm
gosh,
just wondering.
Obviously, you haven't heard me in my private concert.
Heard you. That's why I'm asking.
They're better than my rapping skills. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, my gosh. That's great. All right. So do it. I'll do it with you if you want. Because I'm committed. We're a team.
Right.
I got you.
Okay.
All right, cool. Coming up, a lot of things going on, obviously, with people being sick and hospital beds being full. The Ronald McDonald House is getting involved in this, and they are being impacted by this. We're going to talk to Joe from the Ronald McDonald House next. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, JR and Melanie on 99.5 QYK. Obviously, with a lot going on in the world and hospitals being very full right now, the Ronald McDonald House could definitely use our help. And we got Joe from the Ronald McDonald House on the phone right now. Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely, man. So tell us kind of what's been going on at the Ronald McDonald House.
Definitely. So I think the big thing is kind of sharing and starting off with who we are. So what we do at Ronald McDonald House is we provide the accommodations, meals, and support for families of children in the hospital and are receiving medical treatment. So for us, you know, we provide all these services at no cost to the family. And our goal is really to support this family during a difficult time. So as you can imagine, for our families, you know, COVID-19 and this whole situation has made their life even more complicated because the kids are already so ridden in terms of being sick and going through this whole situation. So the families are even more on edge now with all that's happened with coronavirus.
So how can the community come together and help out the local Ronald McDonald House right now?
Definitely. So I think for us, you know, keeping families close is our first priority. And our goal is to continue to feed the families, to provide the support and supplies to them. And, you know, we're trying to meet the needs of our families through like different education program, kind of doing that differently, doing some learning package videos. So really the big thing for the community to know is that we're also kind of doing the things we need to do to close down our facility and keep the families that are there and take care of them still. And the big thing we just need to partner with the community is helping provide meals to the families and supplies. So the big thing for us is the fact that we're going to local restaurants that are in St. Pete and in Tampa, and that's where our houses are, to basically say, hey, can we partner with you? Can you help feed our families? We have 80 bedrooms amongst all four houses, so you can imagine the amount of food that is. And so we're basically saying, hey, can we put a menu together? And so really we need the funds to basically go out and purchase those meals. So when you're purchasing and donating to us, you're not only supporting us, but also local restaurants in the area. So that's one big thing. The second big thing, of course, is just basic in-kind donations. So if anyone has any extra things, like let's say Clorox wipes or Lysol spray, hand sanitizer, any extra that they have, they can give to us. That would be amazing. You know, so basically, for example, a gift of $40, that'll feed a family, and they'll make sure to take care of their needs. I know that supplies are difficult. So if donating dollars will help us, that'd be great that we could feed the family.
You know, Joe, we're talking to Joe right now from the Ronald McDonald House. Joe, what's my first step in helping you out?
Definitely. So I think the biggest first step is to go to the website, rmhctampabay.org/coronavirus.
Okay.
So that's where you can make a contribution there. And that, again, will allow us to support local restaurants. If you're interested in, let's say, just visiting our website, rmhctampabay.org, you'll see our wish list. But basically, we've kind of updated that to have the more essential items. So, again, that's Clorox wipes, Lysol spray, hand sanitizer. But really, the big thing we know is that during these difficult times, we come together. So your listeners are part of that. They're part of the RMHC Tampa Bay community, and we're really grateful for that.
Very cool. So, Joe, I'm going to ask you, if I have those supplies that you're looking for on that wish list that you can see at rmhctampabay.org, where do I drop them off? What do I do with them?
So you actually physically drop those off at our house, outside of our house. So, again, we are not having external visitors or groups come into the house, but they can still drop things out in front of the house. So you'll see on our website basically different locations. And for us, again, our mission is to be as close to the hospital. So literally we are right next to the hospital. So right next to Tampa General and right next to Johns Hopkins.
Well, thank you so much, Joe, for taking the time out to talk to us today. And thank you and the Ronald McDonald House for what you guys do each and every day, not just during this crisis situation, but all the time here in the Tampa Bay community. Again, if people want to help out, they can go to rmhctampabay.org, and the wish list is up there of what they're looking for, as well as how you can donate money to feed a family and also help local restaurants at the same time. Thanks again, Joe.
No, thank you so much for having me on.
Absolutely, man. We'll talk to you again. It's JR Melanie on 99.5 QYK. Tampa Bay's morning crew, JR and Melanie, 995 QYK. Time for trending in Tampa Bay. Melanie, what you got?
Well, some breaking news. We obviously know that Tom Brady is going to be a Buccaneer, and he posted the news on his Instagram. But the official announcement is said to come down today at 12 p.m.
He's going to be introduced as a Buc.
Yes, officially as a Buccaneer, and we may find out even what number is going to be on his jersey, because it's yet to be decided. A group of Hillsborough County elected officials voted yesterday to wait on ordering the county's 1.4 million residents to stay home. This comes after Mayor Jane Castor pushed for the measure to have people shelter in place. The group's chairman said that forcing people to stay home, quote, puts a panic in people. It's the worst thing that you could do. Castor believes ultimately this decision to not have people stay at home is going to cost lives, but for now, residents are still allowed to be out and about. However, they are obviously encouraged to stay home and practice social distancing. Tonight has unofficially been dubbed, and I love this, the Great American Takeout. The day started trending online, and people are continuing to share several posts about it, encouraging everyone to place a takeout or delivery order from a local restaurant tonight. Everybody get together, do it at the same time. This will not only help the local economy, but will help waiters and the staff during these trying times. So if you don't have any plans for dinner, you don't feel like cooking, take part in the Great American Takeout tonight.
I'm in.
The Olympics, you're in every night.
Yeah, of course. By the way, I've been doing this day. I've been celebrating this day for a long time.
It's the Great American Takeout every single night at JR's house. When he's not eating a Lean Cuisine, right? You said you could be sponsored by them.
Absolutely. That meatball, spaghetti meatballs.
I was at the grocery store yesterday. The frozen food aisle was the first thing gone, that and the pasta.
Make it easy.
People know their strengths and weaknesses. Not everyone can cook. So they go pasta first and the frozen dinners. The Olympics have been postponed. Japan and the Olympic Committee, they have agreed to postpone the 2020 Summer Olympic Games in Tokyo for up to 1 year. This according to CNN and the New York Times. The Japanese Prime Minister said, in light of the current conditions and for all the athletes, we made a proposal of a postponement of about a year to hold them securely and safely. The Summer Games will now likely take place in Tokyo in 2021.
Yeah, you got to do that. I mean, they built this amazing new facility. They were ready. It's a huge source of income for Japan and whatnot. But you got to do this. There's a bunch of countries already speaking up saying, we're not going to go. Because when you people all over the world going, when especially this is a global thing going on, the coronavirus, that just is a bad idea altogether.
I know. You can't help but think of the athletes, too, that have been training so long for this.
Well, they get one more year to train.
They do.
Polish your skills.
They're probably like, I'm overtraining. I was ready to go for it. For more information regarding COVID-19 and how it's affecting our community here in Tampa Bay, head over to 995QYK.com. And don't forget, you can listen at home when you're in quarantine through your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to open QYK.
My dog's listening right now. I turn it on for Petey every time.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why he's freaking out right now? He's so excited to hear us.
Hey, Petey. What's going on?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.